After appearing near the bottom of the list for 4 years, Ohio now ranks among the top-tier states when it comes to battling human trafficking and protecting its victims. That's according to the Polaris Project, a group dedicated towards stopping the crisis it calls modern-day slavery. Human trafficking has been one of the only issues on which both Democrats and Republicans have consistently agreed, and part of Ohio's progress can be contributed to the state's Human Trafficking Task Force, which was created in 2012. Its director, Elizabeth Ronaday Janis, says there's been a steady culture shift in the state's attitude towards prostitution, raising awareness that the women and men accused of soliciting sex might be victims themselves.
There are absolutely people engaged in prostitution who are there against their will. You know, they're being trafficked for one reason or another.
And Ronaday Janis says news outlets have played a big role in publicizing the issue and raising awareness.
I'm really encouraged to see that the increased media coverage over the last few years has really brought increased awareness in the way that we talk about it and think about it. When there are prostitution busts, people are quick to think, I wonder if there are any trafficking victims there too.
But she says there's still a looming, complicated ethical issue for news outlets when it comes to showing video, or more specifically, mugshots of accused prostitutes.
As we're evolving and starting to recognize trafficking for what it is, a lot of the stories are being discussed as human trafficking rings being busted. So if a news story is going to present something as being a trafficking ring, then probably a number of those women are actually victims. And that changes the conversation, and you need to think about whether it's appropriate to show the images of those women. Because if they're victims, then that's not appropriate to show their images.
A quick internet search using words like prostitution ring, coupled with the names of Ohio's top media outlets, immediately brings up articles featuring a slideshow or image galleries of mugshots. Scott Libin is the Ethics Committee Chair for the Radio Television Digital News Association, also known as the RTDNA. He says there are news stations and publications that even try to capitalize off of these so-called Hall of Shame galleries, which can feature all sorts of mugshots, not just those of accused prostitutes.
This is sort of akin to roadkill. You know, people look, they turn their heads as they pass it, and it's difficult for businesses whose revenues are built on traffic, page views, and time on site, and other digital metrics. It's difficult for them to resist that.
Libin's panel is currently writing up new language for its code of ethics. Libin says the code does not prescribe certain actions for specific cases, such as when to and to not show mugshots of alleged prostitutes. But they do pose guidelines to make news outlets seriously consider giving a second thought on their coverage.
I think most news organizations would agree they won't do absolutely anything for a page view or a click. But the question is, where do you draw the line? And if the only consideration in publishing something is whether people will look at it, then I think you've lost your sort of moral compass.
Ronaday Janis understands that it's a tough line to walk and agrees with the call for news leaders to consider the consequences of showing these mugshots.
I think it is a tricky freedom of speech issue, and it is tricky when you haven't officially determined whether or not someone is a victim or a criminal. So I think that you just need to have a consistent policy that's that shows equity regardless to anyone who's involved in criminal activity.
Ronaday Janis and Libin agree on the firm stance of not showing the mugshots of minors and children involved in prostitution rings. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.